Hi, I am Emily Valcourt and I am 17 years old. Today is November 27th and I'm speaking with Catherine, who is my music instructor. We are recording this interview in Chesterfield, Virginia. Can you tell me about a teacher or other adult that had a big impact on your life while you were growing up?
Let's see. The very first one that I can remember was my fifth grade teacher. She taught all the different subjects, and I remember every day we would have a time where she would read to us. And during that time, I got exposed to many different books that are still very important to me that I like to share with other children. For instance, the Harry Potter series. The Harry Potter series came out when I was in fifth grade. When I was in elementary school. Another great series that I still love to this day, along with the Harry Potter series, is the Chronicles of Prydain, which is kind of like Lord of the Rings for a younger generation. And then other books that were really, really great. Some series about the Civil War that my father also really liked, so that gave, you know, us something to talk about. Just a lot of different things. And I remember the very last day of class, of fifth grade, she gave me all of these stuffed animals. She gave all her stuffed animals away that she had throughout the classroom. And she really made me feel special and loved. That was really important to me. You know, she really encouraged this love of reading. But another time was in fourth grade. My fourth grade teacher, we had an assignment where we had to sing. I don't even remember what it was, but it had to be like the Declaration of Independence or something. Something that had, you know, it was something political, like the Declaration of Independence. I don't remember. But we had to memorize it and sing this little tune. And I remember my fourth grade teacher telling me that I had such a nice voice. And I was so shy then, and I'm a singer now, and I'm a lot more extroverted, but when I was in fourth grade, I never would have sung in front of people other than, you know, this assignment that I had to. So I felt really encouraged by that, because singing is something that I've always loved and always wanted to do. So that was a real memorable experience.
Do you have any advice that you would give your teenage self?
Absolutely. Like I said earlier, I was really introverted. I couldn't sing in front of other people. It was really difficult for me, the idea of it. So I didn't start singing in front of people until I was 20. I didn't go to school right out of, I didn't go to college right out of high school. And that was something that I both regret and don't, because it led me on the path that I am now. Because when I was in high school, I never would have dreamed of being a music teacher, of being a professional singer, of singing opera. None of these things were in the cards for me. I didn't even know that they were something that I could do. So I definitely would tell myself that there are things coming that you might not expect, but to not be afraid to try, you know. There's this movie, Meet Joe Black, that has this great quote in it, and at the end it says, you have to try. What is it? Can I look it up? The quote is, but you have to try, because if you haven't tried, you haven't lived. And I wish that I could have found music and singing in front of people when I was younger. I only did choir in eighth grade. I didn't do any kind of other singing. I did theater, which was great. I did some of that in high school. But even then, I started really late, which was strange to me because I'd done debate and Model UN, which is a mock United Nations, which requires a lot of public speaking, speaking in front of people, coming up with ideas on the fly, which were things I was really good at. But the idea of singing in front of people was just terrifying because that's so personal.
Yeah. Do you think that possibly helped you be more confident in your music career?
What?
Like your theater and public speaking experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, that's part of that is being in front of people, you know, exposing yourself in a way. But you think of it almost as putting on a mask, or you're pretending to do something, or you're really focused on something, where singing is a lot more intimate. You know, when it comes to instruments, you know, if your trumpet doesn't sound right, you can just go out and buy another trumpet. You know, hypothetically speaking, trumpets are really expensive. But you can't just replace your voice. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of training. It takes years of just physical growth. Your voice isn't fully mature until you're, you know, in your late 20s, early 30s. I mean, even now at 28, I might not be. I'm not quite fully grown, but yeah, it takes a while. So I would tell myself to try to start earlier, to not be afraid. I mean, it's okay to be afraid. Sometimes that drives you, but yeah, that's what I'd say.
I was gonna ask you, how does it feel to be successful in your field that is, as a female, that is mostly predominated by men?
It's nice. It's a nice feeling, but it's also strange at the same time. Like, I work here and I am, you know, one of the very few females. For a long time, it was just me. Sometimes it's hard to relate or to feel like I'm relatable. I feel like, especially some of the older people, they look at me and think that I'm, you know, oh, she's so cute and look at her do her thing. But I think the more that people have seen what it is that I can do, what I offer to the table, I feel like the more that they respect me, which is really unfortunate. I think that women aren't taken as seriously, especially in rock music, in contemporary music. And it was hard for me because I came in an opera singer and people were like, okay, so she's this classical musician coming into this contemporary music setting, this rock setting, what does she have to offer? But I really know the voice and music, and I can sing contemporary music and rock music. And I think once they finally realized all of what I have to bring to the table, they really, really, respected me more as a musician and certainly as an instructor.
What would you say you are proudest of personally and professionally in your life?
Professionally, I'd say where I'm at now. I've come a long way. Like I said earlier, when I graduated high school, I had no idea what I was going to do with life. And it's really quite I don't know, unfair to ask 16, 17, 18 year olds to know what they're gonna set themselves up for the rest of their lives. And I definitely did not know at that time that I wanted to spend the rest of my life teaching music or teaching about the voice or about piano or even singing. I mean, I did. I've always wanted to be a singer my whole life, and I always wanted to be a teacher. I just didn't know what. So I didn't start going to school until I was like 20 or 21. And I started at community college, which was a great experience for me. And I really appreciated that time that I spent there. And it really built up my confidence, and it helped me to be where I am today, teaching music and getting to be a singer. And then personally, I would definitely say my son. I have a 3-year-old son. I was married and I got divorced, and I thought I wasn't able to have kids. It was a really long, frustrating experience. And then my fiance and I now have a 3-year-old son, and even though it was unexpected, there's nothing else like it in the world. I wouldn't trade him for anything. And it changes your life drastically. I won't say that it doesn't, but I love my son more than anything.
That's good. So at a more like less serious note, would you say, how would you describe me to someone who's never met me?
Oh, okay. Emily.
Oh, gosh.
Emily is... She's... I feel like Emily doesn't take herself seriously. She's just the life of the party, but also, you know, I feel like she's very warm and caring, but she loves to tell jokes and share jokes and music. She's very beautiful, but again, she doesn't take herself too seriously. And I think that, you know, being a teenager is important. I mean, she takes her work seriously. That's different. But you still at the end of the day have to remember that this is your life, your one life, and you're the one responsible for living it. And I think Emily is somebody who lives her life the way that she wants to.
So back to your career and your calling, I suppose. Do you think that your career is actually your calling? And would you be surprised if you told yourself a few years ago if this would be your new job? Or like this would be what you are doing as a career?
I remember when I was in the fifth grade, we had a guest speaker come in. And I think he was somebody in politics, some local government official, I'm not sure. But he went around the room and he asked everyone what it is that they want to be when they grow up. And, you know, everyone, he finally got to me. I was in the last row. And he said, Katie, my nickname is Katie. He said, Katie, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I said, I want to be a singer. And he laughed, as adults often do when children say things that seem unrealistic. And the rest of the classroom laughed a bit too. But I was very serious. I loved music. I loved singing. I grew up listening to the greats, Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey and Celine Dion and Christina Aguilera. And I loved everything about what it is that they did. And I always knew I wanted to be a singer. And I always knew I wanted to be a teacher, like I said earlier. And I wouldn't change what I do for anything. I always knew I had a different voice. And I wouldn't find out until later that I just have a voice that just leans toward classical music the most. But I also sing musical theater, and I sing contemporary music. I sing rock music. I sing Journey and Rush and all kinds of different stuff. But I think I've known my whole life this is where I was headed. But I was afraid, you know, because singing in front of people is really scary.
Yeah, and a lot of times musical careers don't have very much success.
So yeah.
And that's always a big... Yeah. Factor in that.
Yeah, and people are very quick to tell you that. Like, even when I was a kid, and he said to me, he said, well, that's unrealistic. And I said, I didn't know what to say. I was really flustered and I was really embarrassed because you asked me what I wanted to be, and you didn't say, okay, here's the guideline, here's the goal, okay? Here's what's gonna set you up, you know, you and your family and your husband married by, you know, 25 and your three kids. This is what's gonna, you know, you didn't say the goal or the plan, you know, be a doctor, be an astronaut, or be whatever seems successful. But I'm happy. I love my life. I love music. My fiance and I are both singers and we're really happy with where we're at. To me, there is nothing more rewarding than what I do. I love singing, and I love teaching what I love the most to other people, and I wouldn't change that for the world.
All right, and for our last question, I'll just ask you if you could tell me about someone who has mentored you in your life.
The biggest mentor or influence that I had in my life was when I was at community college. So I graduated high school and I took a few years off, and I had no idea what I was going to do with my life. I thought I wanted to go to school to be a teacher, but to teach English maybe, because I liked English. I didn't know that was necessarily my calling, but it was something that I was invested in and I was interested in, and I thought I would try that. So I went to community college, and I had done theater, so I was looking on their catalog of classes to see if I could find something theater related, and they didn't have anything. The closest thing they had at the time was choir. And I thought, oh, well, that's not quite what I want to do, but I'd love to be part of some kind of artsy ensemble. And there I met the chair of the performing arts department. His name is Michael Sundblad. In his late 20s, I met him when he was probably the age that I am now, 28, something like that. And he was just beaming with enthusiasm, and really, he'd been there for, I think, 2 years. And he was really ready to make this department grow. And in that time, my time there, he did. He added all of these different music classes and theater classes. And they went from doing one production a year to 3 productions a year. And he really made me feel like a part of this group. I went from being nobody to just some in a choir class to being the lead female in the musical to having, the big solo in choir. He really made me feel important. He really made me feel special. And like I had something really unique to bring to the music world. He taught me about, we became, close, and he taught me about all these different composers and all these different pieces and opera, and I learned so much from him. He has been the biggest mentor in my life, not just about music, but certainly about music. And I think his influence is the reason why I am where I am today and why I am a musician.
That's good. Well, it was nice talking to you, Catherine.
Why, thank you, Emily. It was nice talking to you, too. Thank you.